WJTL Striper from the late 1800s. Okay, it was 1988, but it seems like the late 1800s. Always there for you. Matt Carney, anywhere with you. It's kind of like the same title. Good morning to you. It's 7:20.
Good morning, friends. I hope you're doing well. Happy Thursday weather-wise today. Partly sunny, a high 60. Tonight, clear, low 38. Friday, partly sunny, high 58. Saturday and Sunday, both partly sunny skies, high around 60 both those days. It's 54 in Manheim.
This morning, our friend Lanny Millett is with us. He is a board member and director from Promise Players. Good morning.
Good morning. Lanny.
Good morning.
It's always a joy to have you here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming.
I'm glad to be here.
Tell us about Promise Players.
Well, Promise Players is a Christian community theater group, and we're dedicated to taking the name of Christ out into the community and helping people to work through significant issues in the Christian life through drama.
And you're doing the show Life, Death, and Two Strips of Bacon, and we'll talk about that, but I know you also always do a ministry focus where you're raising funds for ministries. JTL was one several years ago. How about this year?
Well, we love to do this. We've raised over $240,000 so far in 27 years.
Man, that's amazing.
This year, the Factory Ministries in Paradise is going to be the focus. And yeah, we're excited. They're doing so much to reach out and impact the community in all ages. So
that's
it really
awesome.
Fits well with the play we're doing of the themes that come through.
Well, tell us about the show.
Well, the show is set in a small town, and the town has experienced tragedy in the past, and now they have come together through Christ and through the school spirit in the town. And then all of a sudden, there's another accident, this very similar accident 25 years later. So the play is set in how we work through grief in our lives. Mm. There is one character in particular who has no base, no foundation to deal with the fact that his best friend, who was the bus driver, is now gone. Mm. And how some of the other folks in the restaurant help him to work through all that.
About how big is your cast and crew?
Well, we have 15 speaking parts, and then we have some extras. Actually, I get to be an extra.
Oh, fun.
I'm going to sit on the stage during scene two and be Mr. Fowler, who actually lost a son in the first bus accident and was very instrumental in helping the sheriff come to know the Lord, who now is helping this cook come to know the Lord through this experience.
You've been in many Promise Players shows. You've been a board member. You've done a lot of things. And you're directing this one, which is your second time directing. So how's that different for you?
Well, it's different. And it's a whole lot more work. You start back in April or before. Yep. I've read this play probably 15 to 16 times before I actually did auditions. And then, there's just a lot of nuances that come with being the director. But it's also very meaningful and fulfilling. We have a wonderful cast who they're coming together. We're actually only going to get to be with our set on Sunday. So we've been practicing all this time with, chairs and tables set up in the form of the stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now, with opening night being next Friday,
Tech week.
Yeah, it's tech week, and it's to the grind week. Like last night, we said, all right, no more prompting.
You can do it.
You do your lines, and if you don't, you come up with something.
Mm-hmm. And this is going to be the first show that you're back inside since pre-COVID,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, boy, it feels so good to know. And you can sign up on Eventbrite, and already we have about 500 people signed up. Which
and they
is
often
actually,
sell out, right?
Well, a lot of the shows have in the past. Now, this summer, being outside, we had much smaller crowds. But we're really hoping that being back in the familiar place. And unfortunately, our Sunday matinee, which was a very popular one with older folks, has needed to be moved to 5 o'clock. So we're hoping that does not keep people from coming out.
Yeah. The Promise Players Life, Death, and Two Strips of Bacon is happening at Lampeter Church of the Brethren. That's Lampeter Road in Lancaster. It's happening for two weekends, the 4th through the 6th, 10th through the 13th. There are regular evening shows. There are matinees. You can get all those details at Eventbrite by typing in Promise Players, or they can go to promiseplayers.org too, right?
They can.
Yeah, very excited. We wish you the best for your show. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, we do.
So excited that you guys are getting to be back at Lampeter and continuing your legacy there of all these years of doing shows.
We hope to see you there, and we hope to see everybody who's listening there.
That's right.
Awesome. Lanny, thank you so much. Once again, go to promiseplayers.org. Back to the music we go. This is Planet Shakers, I Know You Can, on WJTL. Hey, good morning.